fat this, fat that, oh, fat girlfriend, his fat girlfriend, his fat. I just find it so funny that fat has been people's main thing to say to me all my life. And like, okay, now that the fat is gone, like, what's up? And I think types of gastric surgery, but okay. What I got was the sleeve, and in essence, they just basically remove 80% of the stomach. Wow. So I never.
How much was this surgery? If you remember,
oh no, 2,500 Great British pounds. Okay, so let's take it all the way back.
All the way back, girl.
2017. I had a boyfriend at the time. He had like a really like. How do I say this? A very inappropriate video that was circulating. Mm-hmm. And once I broke up with him after finding out about it, I was already big. Yeah. I was already overweight, but I added on so much weight. Like, it literally, like, took over my life. Like, got to, like, size 26.
Really?
Yeah. So I was about, like, 100 and, like, almost 50 kg.
Okay.
Just under that, maybe 148, 47.
Yeah.
Stopped. I got my weight all the way down to 116 kg. And as soon as I came home from work, within a week, I was like 120. I just said, why is it so easy for me to gain weight and so hard for me to keep the weight off? And that was the decision. I was like, a lot of people won't tell you the truth. Like, don't think once you get these enhancements, these fixtures, these things, you're going to be happy.
Yeah.
There is no way.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Weight of It podcast. It's me, Run With Rose, and today I've got another special guest. As you know, every guest of mine is special. But we have Gabby in the house. Hey girl.
Hey girl.
So Gabby, also known as
Say Keller's World,
formerly known as
The Beauty by Seiko.
That part, because let's keep it real. That's what I know you as.
Yeah, you know me from way back.
So yeah. So yes, we've got Gabby in the house today to talk about her fitness and health journey. I'm really looking forward to this episode.
Thank you for having me.
No, look, this is her first podcast.
Oh God, I'm so excited, guys.
No, I love it. So before we get into like some of the questions, how are you doing? How are you feeling today?
I'm doing amazing. I'm actually doing like fabulous. Like, I actually feel just so at peace.
Oh, you know, I love
like
that.
When you've just done what you needed to do and you've accomplished what you need to accomplish. So there's a bit of a calm.
Okay.
So I feel really relaxed and calm today.
Oh, good.
How are you doing now?
I'm good. It's been a busy week. But I feel like when I'm back in the studio, I just love it. Like, I just love chatting. That's the truth. I like talking a lot. So I'm also doing well. Good. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what do you do? Obviously, where can people find you as well?
Okay. So first of all, everybody can find me on all social media handles, Say Keller's World. And what I do quite a lot of things.
Okay.
So I'll start with my main focus, which is actually... Say Keller's World, which is a fitness, health, lifestyle, beauty, travel, everything that a girl does, I do it. So that's like my main thing. You can find me on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all of that good stuff. And I just like basically like to promote female energy, female power, women loving themselves, looking good.
Be in your
best like position in life. That's just exactly what I want to show people. So that's what I mainly do. And I used to do a lot of like plus size modeling growing up.
Okay.
I worked with a company called Trapped in the Skinny World, and they were like a plus size brand.
Okay.
And then I moved on to do stuff like on YouTube with other YouTubers. So we used to do size versus size versus size.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen like those videos on like Snapchat and
stuff like that. 4Nine is like a company that basically promote a lot of those kind of videos. We used to try on clothes together, and that got a lot of recognition.
Okay.
And yeah, like that's just my thing. And as well as that, I have a foundation called Achalugo Foundation. It hasn't launched yet, but I'm still building up on it. But it's for women and by women. So I have that as well. And I also have a cooking company.
We love a boss babe.
Yes, boss babe, called Omalicha's Kitchen.
Love that.
And this month I'm actually launching the sister branch called Omali D, and it's a private dining service that you can basically book.
Wow.
So I'm really excited for that. And our first client is next week. So
oh my
fingers
God.
Crossed everything goes well. And yeah, that's pretty much me.
What an intro.
A well-rounded person.
An intro. Girl, I gotta clap it up for you one time. Wow. No, that's really impressive. Like, the list just kept going. And it sounds, and the fact that you even said, like, you're in really, like, good space, feeling really peaceful.
I feel really good.
And you've got all that stuff going on. I'm really happy for you.
I'm also studying a master's degree as well. So, but that's just,
just as you,
I'll just let that one slide for now. But yeah.
As you do, just a little master's
just
degree.
Keep yourself busy. I love keeping busy.
Oh,
I love
So. That's really impressive.
Thank you.
Well done, you.
Thanks.
We love hearing and seeing black women just thriving, and the fact you're feeling at peace with it all.
Yeah.
Love that. Well, I'm excited to see your how everything pans out, and good luck with your first client next week as well.
Thank you so much.
So, you know, I'm going to be there rooting for you. So well done.
Definitely.
So let's get into the conversation today.
Right.
So a little warm up into the chat. I've got like some fire questions for you.
Okay.
So first one, working out in a packed gym or working out in a quiet gym?
Working out in a quiet gym.
Really?
I even want to be on my own if I could be.
Really?
Yes, because I've done both.
Yeah.
And hence why I don't believe in, I don't like the gym. I don't like pure gym.
Right.
I don't like those kind of gyms.
Yeah.
Like, I will go, but I find them so like intimidating in a sense where there's just so much people, so much testosterone, so much sweat and heat, and I can't
Yeah,
I prefer your Ban and Time.
Oh, you know, that's actually the gym I go to. Yeah.
You know, like the karma,
the health
gyms,
spa,
the health
kind of
spas,
vibe. Yeah.
You know, and they even have like a only women's gym. Like,
yeah,
I love that
section.
So,
yeah.
I'm more of that quiet gym type.
I hear that. Do you know what? I'm the same, but I think sometimes when I need like a push, I like actually seeing a bit more people because then I feel like
it gives you that motivation.
Yeah, because it's like everyone's doing
stuff. I think it gets me distracted.
Really?
I start looking at what everybody's wearing.
Is it?
Start looking at everybody's muscles. Like,
I'm the opposite. I feel like I've gone to like a women's section before by myself, and then I'll just be on my phone, and it's like, God, I'm not at home to just be chilling like this.
No,
so.
I love it because I feel like you have that, like, especially in the workout area.
Yeah,
I can actually get down and, you know, do my sit ups and do like I just feel more free.
Okay.
I guess each their own.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. Okay, cool. So next question. You did say you've done like you've done loads of diets before in the past.
Yes,
so
every single diet under heaven, I've done it.
Okay, so I have a question about that. Mm-hmm. So which one do you prefer, keto diet or Atkins diet?
Do you know what? Atkins didn't work for me, but I did keto. Keto was like the best thing that
I
did.
Right.
But my skin reacted to it. Like, I don't know why. Like, I think it was just too much dairy, too much grease and stuff
yeah,
because like
heavy high fat, isn't
high fat
it?
Yeah, but it was good in a sense that I was never hungry on keto.
Okay.
And I got to make an amazing array of food. Like, I still have pictures, I'll probably send some to
you.
I just literally worked with the whole diet and it was good for me. It was
good
for that time.
Yeah,
but I feel like keto is not something that I can sustain for years and years. Like, it's something that I would do before maybe a graduation,
a
wedding, holiday.
Yeah,
lean. You want to like reduce some weight.
Yeah.
Keto over Atkins. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And the last question I have, which I feel like I kind of know the answer,
but
a BBL or gastric sleeve?
Both of them.
I thought you were going to just say gastric sleeve.
No,
I'm
you
done.
Need both. First of all,
both of them.
I think they go hand in hand.
Really?
Because the thing is, you can't do a BBL and be overweight.
Okay.
You're just going to look hench. And you're going to look like, no.
Okay, so
I would definitely suggest, before getting a BBL, getting a gastric sleeve to lose weight. If you can't naturally lose weight and keep it off. And then, as well as getting a gastric sleeve, after the gastric sleeve, you don't want to just leave yourself and just be like flebe, wobbling over. Like, no, because that's what happens.
Right.
So I would suggest, after a gastric sleeve, maybe a year or two after, getting some work done. Doesn't have to be a BBL, could be lipo,
right,
could be a tummy tuck, could be an arm lift, could be whatever it is, but like, I definitely think they go hand in hand.
Okay, that's
but
really
the girls that are maybe like a size 12 and down, go for your BBL straight away.
Okay,
but if you're any bigger than that, I feel like the BBL is prone for you to gain weight in the places that they've removed fat from. So the fat attacks it straight away or after some time. And it's been tested. I've seen it on friends. I've seen it on people. They all said the same thing, that they need to go for round two, round three. Because of how like the BBL works. They remove fat from your body and put it back into other places. So if you think about it, the next time you add weight, the places that you've added fat to are also going to increase in size.
Yeah.
So it's like a constant battle of you trying to keep your weight down. However, I've seen people with amazing results. They go to the gym.
Yeah.
They work out.
Right.
They wear their waist trainers. They drink tons of water. they're healthy.
So you still have to do that, anyways.
There's maintenance in everything.
Right, yeah. Right. Okay, so that was a really interesting answer. Yeah. Okay, so first question that, you know, I ask all my guests is, what weight are you carrying?
The weight that I'm carrying, I know people might be like, that's not really a weight, but the weight that I'm carrying is like the weight of no results, like your results not showing just yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, I feel like in all aspects of my life, the results are not showing just yet. Like, I can't see them.
Right.
I do get a lot of flowers on a daily basis from my friends and my family telling me, oh, you've achieved this, you've done this, but I just don't see it yet.
Okay.
So the weight that I feel like I'm carrying is the weight of like, oh, my results haven't really come forth yet, whether it's like financially, emotionally, in my work life, in my career, like whole round, I just feel like it doesn't show.
Okay.
But I think, is that me just being really critical of myself and like seeing social media and thinking,
comparing,
they've done this, they've done that, they've done that, I'm trying to do this, it's not happened yet. Do you know what I mean? So that comparison, that's a bit of the weight that I feel like I'm carrying, but I'm learning to kind of like develop and deal with it better and appreciate how far I've come. So
I love that answer, because I feel like so many people, including myself, will be able to relate to that, because I think there's so many times like you feel like you're doing all these things, and look at all the stuff you said you're doing, but like the results, it's not what you think.
Yeah, it's really hard, because it's like you can just be working so hard and keep going. It's not easy to keep going. Like, the thing is, like, there's, for instance, like, it's like a woman that's having a baby, right? Till she gives birth, there's really no, like, that's, there's, you, people will say, oh, congratulations, but till you give birth, result. So that's the result of the pregnancy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like, so I'm just waiting for that manifestation, for that thing to take place in my life, for me to feel like, but knowing me, once I get there, I'll still feel like,
that's the thing. You're constantly chasing the goalpost is constantly moving. And I think it's about, I guess, having a time to kind of like, just be grateful and appreciating like where you're at.
Yeah. I feel like how you asked me, like, how am I today? I actually feel like I'm in that place where I'm really appreciating how things are. A lot might not be moving fast, but a lot is happening.
Right.
So
yeah. I love that. Okay, cool. So let's get into today's episode properly.
Okay.
So obviously, I reached out to you. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on. Because, you know, I'd just be sliding into people's DMs at this point.
That's how you do it.
I'm just literally in people's DMs like, hey, please come on my podcast. Yes. But obviously, I watched your video about your gastric sleeve journey, and you said that you lost, I think, 50 kilos, sorry.
Over 50 kg now.
In a year. So I wanted to kind of just go back to the beginning, like, before you even considered the surgery, like, how was your fitness and health journey beforehand?
Okay, so let's take it all the way back.
All the way back, girl.
2017.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I'm at an amazing place that I can speak about certain things now, and I really don't care. Like,
oh, I love that for you. That's the
best place. In 2017, I had a boyfriend at the time. He had like a really, like, how do I say this so that it doesn't come across bad? A very inappropriate video that was circulating. Mm-hmm. And once I broke up with him after finding out about it, I was already big. I was already overweight, but I added on so much weight. Like, it literally like took over my life. Like, I went from basically being happy go bunny, like literally the happiest person in the world, to like going downhill and becoming depressed. And there was a stage where I just wouldn't eat for weeks. Like, I wasn't eating. Really? Yeah, my best friend would beg me. She'd be like, Gabby, please eat this one, that one. It would not work. And then I finally, like, went home, like, to my family.
Yeah.
And then I was comforted. So I was able to eat again. And I started adding on weight. And then I met a friend that also helped me through that situation.
Yeah.
And we're not friends anymore, but I'll always be grateful to her for, like, that period of our lives together. Yeah. And she was also a big girl as well.
Right.
So we just used to eat together. We'll eat McDonald's together. We'll go and get fish together. Like, we just used to trauma bond over, like, eating. And I was getting bigger and bigger and bigger than my... I got to, like, size 26.
Really?
Yeah. So I was always, like, a size 18, 20, but I got to a 26.
Okay.
Which was, like, my biggest. And I just started looking at myself in the mirror, like, I can't even wear the clothes I want to wear. I love fashion.
Right.
That's another branch of me that I'm hoping to fulfill. But I love fashion. Mm-hmm. Couldn't wear what I wanted to wear. I was tired of shopping in one store. And then when that friendship, like, ended, I just decided to kind of, like, get myself back together, go to gym. I went back to university.
Oh,
so, like, I was just, I just picked up loads
of
things.
Yeah, yeah.
And I distracted myself. I was in the gym 4 to 5 times a week.
Good.
I was on, I think it was called, like, Protein World, or one of those, like, shakes that help you to replace your meals.
Okay.
So I was eating better, eating less food, losing weight. I think when I started that that gym journey, I was about 100 and how much was I? 100 and like almost 50 kg.
Okay.
Just under that, maybe 148, 47.
Yeah.
And I was going to the gym. Like I said, I didn't like the pure gyms everywhere. Yeah. So I used to go to like the leisure center gyms where there wasn't much people.
Yeah.
And I actually got the gym membership for free because the GP obviously said, oh, you're overweight, you need help.
Oh, really? Like, so yes. They gave
it. So if you're overweight, it is a thing. If you're overweight, you can't afford or you don't want to pay for the gym, go and speak to your GP. As long as you're like over 110 kg, they will definitely give it to you.
Is it?
Because it's part of the therapy.
Okay.
They might give you speech. They might give you talking therapy as well.
Yeah.
So I had that in collaboration because remember I was going through that situation. So they gave me talking therapies and in collaboration with the gym for 1 year. So I said, right, I'm going to use it to my advantage.
Oh yeah, of course.
I'm going to lose all the. It was free. I'm going to lose all the weight I want to lose, and that's what I did. Okay. And I lost a significant amount of weight. Got myself down to like 120, 125.
From 150.
From 150.
Okay.
And it was just a cycle. Like from that 2017, I lost the weight. 2018, lost the weight. 2019, the end of 2019, I was really in good shape. I think I was about 110 kg.
Oh, that's a...
So I was really happy.
Difference. Yeah.
But I wasn't doing it healthily. I was like... I was fasting, like, for, like, not the healthy way. I wasn't doing the intermittent fast. I was just not eating.
Yeah.
Or then I would just do things like, I made something called a pepper soup diet. I would just have pepper soup, which is like soup with like water-based soup with pepper and either fish or chicken or meat.
Okay.
So like I wasn't having any carbs. So I was getting really thin. And then came lockdown.
See, you know, everyone who's coming said lockdown was that.
Lockdown ruined. I was actually, you know, I was getting so many compliments like that 2019 towards the end. And they were like, there was a big wedding that year and loads of people from uni, secondary school saw me and they were like, oh my God, you've lost so much weight. It was a nice feeling. But I added all the weight back between that 2019 December all the way till like the lockdown year, the 2020 year. So I think we went into lockdown around April.
Yeah.
Did my last exam for my undergrad and then that was it. I started cooking. Omalicha's Kitchen opened.
Oh, so-
I was making so much money every day. Like it was crazy. Even after like profit wise, after how much I've spent, I made a lot of money. But I was eating the food as well. So I was getting fatter. The gyms were closed. Could not go gym.
Right.
So I added, the weight was coming back and I was just like looking at myself like, things are getting tighter. My face is getting rounder.
Okay.
I have a really long head. So when my face gets round, it means that it's getting out of control because it shouldn't really show.
Yeah.
So we're now in 2019 and I've added so much weight and we've gone to 2020.
Yeah.
And the weight is really showing. And it was my cousin's wedding and I just looked at myself. I was just like I'm wearing this amazing dress and I'm not.
Feeling
this
is it. Not it. Yeah.
This is not it. That's and I just still got on with it. With all of this that's happening, I'm still the most confident, the most glamorous, most
sexy,
the most
beautiful. Like, let people know, regardless of the weight.
I don't care, like, still regardless of the weight. Everybody that's been with me from Beauty by Seiko days, guys, I've been that girl. So
Tell them again.
I've been that girl. So, like, I still did my thing, confident and all of that. Even had a new relationship and everything was amazing. Like, I was even adding weight and my boyfriend he didn't say like, oh, you're getting big or nothing like that. It was just like, oh, you're beautiful. So I didn't feel any need to lose weight.
Right.
But then this was when like the epiphany took place.
Okay.
I always like wear like waist trainers, shapers and stuff like that. And one time I was putting it on and I literally like it dug into my skin and started bleeding. I said, oh, Gabby. Oh God. I said, has it reached this level that I'm hurting myself to package the fat that I have? That means the waist trainer no longer fitted me because why did it dig into my skin and actually cut me? I've still got a scar on my hip till today. But anywho, I was actually going to buy a designer bag. Like I really wanted this bag, the Lady Dior bag. And I still hopefully get it this year. But I decided to then use the money that I had for the bag to do the surgery. I don't know what clicked in my head. I was just like, invest in your health, invest in a bag. It was literally a tug of war in Harrods and I let the bag go. Then I went home and I messaged Clinic Hub and I booked it that second. Within 2 weeks, I was gone.
So the turnaround was quick.
It was quick because at that point, I had lost so much weight, kept adding, losing, adding.
Okay.
And in between as well, like I told you, 2021, I worked in a place called Canby Island, which is like near like South End on Sea.
Okay.
And I literally would walk the coast of the beach every single day. So that would take me 2 hours back and forth, two hours.
Wow.
Plus gym 4 or 5 times a week. I was also doing a juice diet and I was also on something called Saxenda, which is the baby of Ozempic and Wegovy. You know, this skinny jab that everyone's So that year I tried it. It worked. I did lose a lot of weight, but once I stopped using it.
And that's the thing for a lot of this stuff. Yeah. Once you stop.
Once I stopped, I got my weight all the way down to 116 kg. And as soon as I came home from work, within a week, I was like 120. I just said, why is it so easy for me to gain weight and so hard for me to keep the weight off? And that was the decision. I was like, I have to do this. And I saw the results on so many of my friends. Yeah. And I was just like, oh my God, oh my God. I'm not going to say their names, but they look amazing.
Yeah,
and
they
even said to me, like, just do it. And I used to be like, oh, I don't want to be a gastric babe. I don't want to be a gastric babe. I don't want to look like a giraffe. I don't want to look like an old lady.
Yeah.
I don't want to have the gastric look. Like, there is a gastric look and I didn't want to have that.
It's a gastric look.
There is a gastric look. You can look like really, really drained. Like,
oh, okay.
But to God be the glory.
My
own story has been different, guys. So I just really, I was trying to like, I didn't want that.
Yeah,
do you know
what
I mean? But in the end, I did it. And it's actually been like the best decision of my life.
I'm happy
for you. Yeah, so I'm really happy about that.
Wow. I'm really happy, by the way. That was such a descriptive timeline. I was sat.
Do you know,
I've never
had the opportunity to proper, like, even in my video, I didn't explain the timeline.
Yeah, yeah. And it makes
people won't understand that I was already overweight, but I had added even more weight. And this was like the last try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. So
but I had a foundation of fitness and eating well. I know how to eat well.
Yeah.
I know how to cook well. I know how to meal prep.
Yeah.
All of that stuff.
Yeah.
I've got it down, but it was the fact that I could not keep the weight off.
And the yo-yo part
of
it.
Yeah, so the gastric has helped me to control how much I eat, even now.
Okay.
I'll be 2 years post-op in October.
Yeah.
And the gastric has helped me to keep the weight. I haven't added any weight.
Oh, wow. And considering
I've barely really been to the gym. I've been here and there, but now that I'm done with my placement and like work and stuff, I can focus on gym.
Yeah, and that's really good because I know, like, obviously with what you've explained the timeline, you would lose the weight and then put it back on X amount of time. So it's about
so
the 2 years you've not budged. That is a big, like, that's a significant
difference. And I haven't
gone
ham in the gym. If I apply my same gym
from back in the day
ethics and my same gym workouts from before, I'll probably lose weight
faster.
But I'm actually so happy in my skin and how I look right now. I've been told that I'm still going to lose more. So I'm like, let it happen, actually. I don't want to force it.
But I
do want to be in the gym for fitness. Like, I went gym with my friend last week. I felt amazing. Like, so amazing.
Oh,
so just a nice buzz.
Yeah. Wow. No, I am gagged. That was a timeline and a half, sis. Okay. So a few questions I have. So when you said that you tried this, like you tried all these different diets.
Yeah.
So when you decided that, you know, you obviously had the bag, you said, I'm not going to get the bag, going to go to get this surgery. Was it kind of like you felt like you've exhausted all options? Or
I felt like I had exhausted all options. And I also felt like I was 20. How old was I? I'm 30 now. I was 20.
Oh, you're the same age as me. Well, I'm 20 now, but I'm turning 30 soon.
30. Yeah. High five. It's not that bad.
And it looks good, girl.
No, it's good. But I think I was 28 or 29. 29 last year. Yeah, so I was 28 when I wanted to do it. And I was just like, am I going to be this size like forever? And like, I also felt like, okay, I'm going to start having kids. So like, I wanted to lose a significant amount of weight before that. So that when I have kids, it's not like, oh my God, like even on top of how much I weighed. So that was like my main focus. I was like, I have to do this.
Yeah.
So it, with the age as well, I was like, it was, that was a motivation.
Okay. So you said that you had, when you kind of started your journey, you were like size 18 before things like,
I was just like 18.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Which was still huge, but I thought was like, oh,
you felt, okay, right.
But when I started going 20, 22, 24, 20, how old was I? 24, 25, 26. And it was just too much.
Right.
For me at that point, I've been representing the plus size community, the plus size girls for years. Some people call me a sellout. Some people say that my fans that loved me when I was bigger.
Yeah.
I think if you follow my journey, you'll be happy.
Yeah.
And I know that I might not be the biggest influencer, but I'm highly influential because since my gastric, over, I want to say 27 people have gone and booked the surgery through
Is
me.
It?
Yeah. So.
And what's it like being like a, because you said you were like a plus size model. What's that whole like, industry like?
It's a very funny industry because it's like you're good enough for the plus size brands at the time, not now, But then for the regular fitting brands, they don't want really a plus size model.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
They prefer someone that looks curvy.
Right.
And has a flat stomach.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? So it was a very toxic environment. And I always speak about the brand called Trapped in a Skinny World by Remy Ray. She literally was a trailblazer in the in the plus size community, and she made sure every type of plus size was included.
Okay,
so
good.
That's where like my foundation started. So and I hope to do more modeling now.
Yeah,
I just love myself so much.
I really do. I'm loving this confidence.
I don't know how to like make it sound not like I'm obsessed. I am obsessed with myself.
No, and as you should be.
Yeah, like
as
I really do love myself. So like I love taking pictures.
Yeah,
you know. Put something on for the gram. Like I love fashion, so that's just me.
I love this. I'm here for it. I'm all here for it. So let's talk about so now you're in Turkey. So is it Turkey Clinic Hub?
Istanbul Clinic Hub.
Cool. So I watched your video.
Yeah.
Guys, I will link. She has actually done a really detailed video, but I'm just being nosy, asking the questions. So, on the video, you said how like they cut your stomach to like 20%.
Yeah, so
girls, what does that mean?
Yeah. Like, so like the gastric sleeve surgery is basically the surgery that there's different types of gastric surgery, but what I got was the sleeve, and in essence they just basically remove 80% of the stomach.
Wow.
So I never knew what the stomach even looked like till I did the surgery. Like I know that sounds silly, but
I know
literally, like, let's say this is the stomach, they would cut like 80% away from the stomach, stitch up, and leave you with a stomach size of like a baby. So
you can literally,
I still eat out of tiny bowls, like that's how I eat.
And are you like that? Is that it for life now?
It is for life. I have friends that are like 9 years in, friends that are like 5 years in, and all of their results vary. So I have my friend that's 9 years in, and she still looks amazing. She's able to eat better, but she can control if she wants to add or lose. And then I have a friend that's like 5 years in, and she's still losing a lot of weight. So,
okay.
And then I have a friend as well that, you know, she did a lot of snacking and eating for a long period of time, and she gained back some of the weight, but she's still able to lose it.
Right.
So the gastric is something that is there for life. But the stomach can naturally like
expand
over the years, but you have to train yourself to eat better. So you use it as a tool to lose weight, and then whatever you do with it, you do with it.
So it's actually still like a priority to manage your eating habits then?
Definitely. Manage your eating habits, manage what you eat. I actually was never someone that loved fizzy drinks, but like I just try my best to stay away from them.
Yeah.
Anything carbonated, I stay away from it. But my problem is like I have a sweet tooth. Like,
oh,
I love desserts. And
desserts
slide right down, so it doesn't feel like, oh my God. But like now I just prioritize eating protein and veg. So like when I have a meal, I always eat the protein and the vegetables first, and then leave like the rice or whatever to the end, so that I'm filling myself up on what I should be having. So and then I do eat and drink at the same time now. For like a year I didn't,
because you were so full.
Yeah, because I heard that you could throw up, so I was scared. So I didn't do it, but I'm lucky. I've literally thrown up like once the whole time, and it was my fault because I had like a big milkshake. But
So tell me through the surgery. What did it hurt? Like, how long was it?
So it's just under an hour, 60 minutes. Yeah, it's a keyhole surgery.
To cut your stomach?
Yeah, it's a keyhole surgery.
Oh.
So, the surgeon that did mine, he'd been doing it for 28 years. So I trusted him.
I'm
30, so he's been doing it for most
your whole
of my life.
He's
an amazing doctor from Clinic Hub. It's a 60-minute surgery. They put the anesthesia in, and before you know it, you're out like a light. And then I just like woke up, and I was just like, what's going on? My stomach felt crazy. Like I felt like I got like hit by a bus, or like beaten up. That's
the best I could explain.
I don't know how to compare it to maybe childbirth, but I think if you've had a child, you'll be fine. Like it's not that bad. I just had a lot of pain in my stomach, but it was healing, so I knew what to expect. Like I was ready for it. So
were you scared before you went in?
I wasn't scared up until when I went into the theatre, and it was freezing cold.
Yeah.
And my little sister just like waved, and I was just like,
why is she waving?
That was my first surgery. So I was just like, And then, but then the doctor was like, listen, Gabrielle, I've been doing this for 28 years.
You had to put you in your place.
Like,
you know, what's what?
It's an hour surgery. It's a keyhole surgery. You're going to be fine. And I was just like, okay, thank you. And then they just like strapped me up. And then I was just like, cover myself in the blood of Jesus. And that was
that prayer, boy. I can imagine. I can imagine that prayer. So You don't have to answer this, but mm-hmm. how much was the surgery, if you don't mind
asking? Oh, no, I'd love to answer it. It was 2,500 Great British pounds at the time. I think it's cheaper now.
I was about to say, that doesn't sound that expensive for like such a
In the UK,
surgery.
It's about 10,000. Yeah.
Oh, so Turkey is really like the place for these surgeries.
Turkey is the
then.
Place for the surgery. It differs between different clinics. Some charge like 3,500.
Okay.
Some charge 4,000. Some charge 1,800, 1,900. But mine was 2,500 pounds in that time. Yeah, it was 2,500.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. Cool. So had the surgery. Mm-hmm. You've woken up now. You're in a feeling like you've just been beaten up in your stomach.
Yeah, I was shouting.
Were you?
Yeah, I was shouting at the nurses. I was telling them to hurry up.
Wait.
It was so funny. I was just like, hurry up. I want to get up. That's when I knew. My sister showed me videos. I was like, I am a drama queen.
No, because what's this all about?
Because I was still high on the drugs. Oh, do you know what I mean?
Gosh.
So I was just like, I want to get up. And my sister's like, can you not? Like, you can't. So,
oh my God. Okay,
so. It weared off after a while.
You had some sort of hallucination going on as well.
It was crazy.
And then how long was the aftercare in the hospital before you could come back to London?
Yeah, so the aftercare, I was in hospital for two more nights.
Okay.
And then we went to the hotel for like another night.
Yeah.
Okay, no, two more nights. So yeah, post-op 4 days. And then I went home on the fifth day.
Okay.
But we arrived and did everything the day before, so yeah, you're there for the week basically.
Okay
Yeah,
and then you follow up the aftercare, like you do it here then?
Yeah,
the
aftercare, they're really good. Clinic Hub have like a team of nurses.
Okay.
And they're basically based in the hotel that's specifically for Clinic Hub.
Okay.
At the time it was Novotel, but I know they use different hotels in different places.
Yeah.
But the nurses were literally on speed dial, like, I'm in pain, I need this.
Yeah.
They'll come and give you your blood thinners, they'll come and give you your medication and everything you need. And the hotel was really good because they had like a menu for us that just did the surgery.
Oh,
so that
wow.
Was really,
this is really bespoke.
Yeah, it was just tailored to exactly what you needed. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And you said blood thinners. Is that just like...
To stop blood clots.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So there's a side effect from this surgery?
It's a possible side effect from most surgeries.
Okay,
so you get
cool.
A blood thinner just to like keep things going.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now... We're back to London.
Back to London, came back home, went home. I came back home and then I tried to do things for myself and I couldn't.
Yeah.
So I went to my mum's house. My friend came to pick me up and she was just like, oh, let's just go to Asda and get you some bits. Went to Asda, came back home and I was like, sis, I can't. She's like, let me drop it at your mum's. She took me to my mum's and my bed was too low. I don't know why.
Okay.
So I went to my mum's house. My mum has like a higher mattress. So I was able to just slide in and
slide
out.
I was literally
stuck in bed at a point. And then after a couple of days, I got a bit fed up of the family house. You want to go back. Went back home. And then I'm crazy. I moved the sofa. I don't know.
Post-op?
Yeah.
You're here doing...
I was trying to clean up.
Oh,
I have an element of OCD. Like, I like things being, like, in order.
Yeah.
Or it drives me mad. And no one was around to do it for me. And then I got my nail tech... to come and do my nails because I felt really low. And then she came, did my nails. Then there's me cooking jollof rice and wings and stuff. Like,
girl.
I'm just a busybody. And then
post-surgery, they're cooking.
And then my best friend came to my house to do my sister's hair. And they just saw the way I was acting. She was like, oh, just come on, let's go to mine. Like, you just can't be on your own right now. Like, you need to be with people. And she looked after me for some days. And then I was all right, like, by the end of the weekend.
Yeah.
And then I just started getting on with the healing myself. A lot of resting and sleeping. Like, I'll just be sitting there and I'll just fall asleep. And I'm like, oh, I've been sleeping for like 2 hours just for no reason. But I didn't realize that I've done this surgery.
Yeah, you need to let your body rest. Yeah.
So
yeah.
A good 2 weeks off of like work and stuff. That's what I did. But that was pretty much the healing process. And the healing process as well, like you have to eat in a certain way. Like I even forgot to tell you, before I did the surgery, I had to do a liver shrinking diet, which was like liquid. Yeah. And then when you finish the surgery, you go back to liquid as well.
So you can't, no solids?
No solid. You go to liquid, you go to puree, you go to soft foods, and then you go to solids. And then even when you go to solids, for 6 months, I didn't eat rice, pasta, none of that. Nope. So
how long did you do the liver shrinking diet prior?
2 weeks.
So 2 weeks prior, 2 weeks after?
So the liver shrinking diet was for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then the... post-op diet, there's no option because you can't. You will be sick. So sipping apple juice diluted with water, half apple, half water. I was drinking a lot of water, just right. like really, really clear fluids.
Okay.
Really clear fluids.
Wow, okay. I've never heard of the liver shunt. Okay, but
some people
surgery.
Eat a mad meal before it, but my surgeon said no, that we want you to like do okay. this diet before you do it. And I believe it was really good. So
then 6 months after now you can like eat normally, but obviously small portions.
Yeah, I started eating normally. I would say that it's now, this new year, like February, March, is when I feel like I'm starting to eat a bit more okay. normal. Like I start to feel a bit more hungry.
Oh, okay.
But when I'm still hungry, I get full quickly. So it's still the same thing.
Okay.
But I eat smaller meals regular. Like I'll have like 3 or 4 meals.
Okay.
In a day. And then if I'm hungry in between, I'll just drink something or have something small.
And you like physically can't eat anymore. If you're full, like that's it. Party done.
I start taking off my bra. I'm like, oof.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
that's
really uncomfortable. Oh, and I don't want to be uncomfortable, so I don't overeat.
Oh,
and
so you can actually feel it.
And I don't want to throw up as well. So I'm really scared of throwing up. Like, wow. I find it so traumatic. Like, things coming back up. So, like, I just know when to stop. And my stomach makes like this sound. Like, I know exactly when to stop. It just,
wow.
Yeah.
This is so interesting to me, as you can tell. I'm really like, I'm really in, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
So you actually cannot go.
No.
Even if it was like your birthday, you just want bear cake.
There's nothing like that. My birthday cake, I only saved a slice for myself this year. I had like a 3-tier cake. I saved one slice because it just wasn't happening. I bought the cake for my friends. I didn't buy it for myself.
Wow. So this is a proper lifestyle change.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle change.
Okay.
And if I don't keep going in this way, it won't be good. Like I've heard of people having the gastric sleeve revision, or they'll have to do it again. And I'm like, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go for like, you know, cosmetic surgery, not anything more. So the whole point of the surgery was actually to lose enough weight to be able to get cosmetic later.
Okay.
Because the surgeon that I'd been talking to since 2019, he was like, you're too big. Like, I don't want to do your surgery. I want you to lose weight first.
Okay.
And come back. So when he found out that I did the surgery and everything, he was like, yep, you're ready to go.
Okay. So what does now the next step look like then, I guess, with cosmetic surgery?
Yeah. So like the next step, obviously, I'm going to get a tummy tuck.
Oh, wow. You're going straight there.
Yeah. I'm going to get a tummy tuck. Because I've never had a flat stomach ever.
Okay.
And I've not had kids.
Right.
So, like, it's not like, oh, wait to have kids or do... No, I'm just doing it for myself.
Yeah.
And then I want to have a breast reduction.
Okay.
Breast lift. And then I'll see if I want to do... I don't know how I feel about, like, BBL or anything like that. But I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. But it's something I would definitely love to do, actually. Yeah. But that's
like now you said the tummy tuck. And
just to get the, you know...
Just like...
Get everything tight.
Love
and
that.
Once my stomach is flat, my god, everybody.
You know what? You are rest. Me. That's what I say all the time. I always say, once my abs come back,
everybody.
It's peak. It's peak.
I'm sorry for everybody because all these years, all people ever say, oh, fat this, fat that, oh, fat girlfriend, he's fat. Like, I don't even care about being the things, I don't even want to be skinny.
Yeah.
I just do want a flat stomach. But I just find it so funny that fat has been people's main thing to say to me. All my life, and like, okay, now that the fat is gone, like, what's up? And the thing is, I didn't lose weight for them, I did it for myself.
I know what you mean, but it's like, pull up, like, what's good?
Like, okay,
but so when you said that like, you've been called fat, like, a whole life, so is that like from like school?
Oh, from school,
okay,
fatty boom boom from school,
really?
Yeah. Then I went to Nigeria, or Robo Kibo, like, there's so many different things to call someone fat, then like. Also being fetishized by men, like,
oh, really?
Men specifically going for me because they like fat or big girls.
Okay.
Yeah, so like losing weight as well, it's been a bit of an eye opener. Like, I've seen certain people's behavior towards me change in a good way, and some in an awkward way as well.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, most of my life, like, and like with girls, like, maybe I don't want to go too much into it, but like certain girls, they've used this fat thing, like, oh, why is he dating her? Oh, she's fat. Oh, his fat girlfriend. Like, I don't know why fat is a problem for people.
Right.
Some of the most beautiful women are fat.
Yeah.
And are overweight. I just did it for health reasons. Yeah. I didn't want to be unhealthy.
Yeah.
So I just found it so funny that fat was people's only thing to say. You could never say I was ugly.
That
the
part.
Face card never declined.
That part, let them
you
know.
You could never say that I'm not smart. You could never say that I'm not resourceful. That I'm not hardworking. I'm not intelligent. Yeah. Like,
Tell them, sis.
Yeah.
Wow. So do you feel like, Do you feel like some of those comments from like back in the day, do you feel like part of that did fuel like your decisions with like your weight loss journey or even just the surgery?
To be so honest with you, there's certain things that I've gone through recently, and if I looked the way that I did before, I might not have been able to have been as successful like getting through it.
Mm-hmm.
Because how you look and how you feel about yourself is actually how you get through certain things. Like, imagine being depressed and not loving how you look.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
It makes it a little bit harder.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This time around, like, I love how I look. I'm enjoying the transformation, and it's making me like feel better about myself. So like,
yeah,
it was part of the reason, but I didn't do it because of what people said. Like,
yeah,
people have been calling me fat my whole life, and I really don't care. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you said, you even did plus size, like, yeah, you're like, not gonna.
Yeah, but like, for instance, it just made me feel better being able to wear certain things,
yeah,
shop in certain places, you yeah. know. So
I hear that. That's I hear me. That. Because I remember even like when I first like lost weight years ago. Oh yeah. My, one of my favorite feelings, I'll never forget, was when I went in Zara. No, it wasn't Zara, it was House of CB.
I had my Zara moment. I could not believe that I could fit into a Zara.
Do you know you
dress.
Just actually stand there in the mirror and you're like, God is good. Like, God is good. Like, God is good. I because know. I remember...
House of CB was House a big CB, one, though.
A big
for,
one.
For it to have, for a dress or whatever it is from House of CB to have fitted you... coming from losing weight, it's a big one
because yeah. I remember the year before for my birthday I tried a House CB and it didn't fit and I tried the biggest size and I remember I was so sad, so I just ended up buying whatever from like Misguided.
Yeah,
so I remember for my 25th birthday I had to get a medium and it was even like a bit big and I was like, oh my God, like I'm yeah. slim now. But but I say that to say that I defo hear that confidence, like you just like you gotta get it how you get it, because that confidence is,
I'm sorry, people like try to act as if like, you know, your image, your shape, your size, it really does matter. It does. Like, we're living in such a superficial social media world and you see everyone looking like 10-10 all the time, but like, it's just nice to be at home, walk past the mirror and just be like,
yeah, like you okay. like what you see, like, yeah, you know, yeah, 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 so yeah, well, and whatever that looks like to you. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
some people I'm still overweight.
Yeah,
I'm still overweight now.
Yeah,
but for me, this is amazing. Like, right. this is exactly where I wanted to be at 30.
Yeah,
you know. So.
And I love that. So I also remember in your video, you spoke about like how to deal with like the mental side of things before like the surgery.
Yeah,
like, do you mind talking a little bit about that? Like, what did that look like for you? And like, what did you mean a bit by that?
So like, just before the surgery, I had like a serious breakdown. Like, I was in my house, I was crying. I was really emotional because I just reached a place that I just was not happy.
Mm.
And then on top of that, like I said before, the way that the amount of weight I added was just contributing to it. I didn't want to go out.
Yeah.
My friends didn't even notice that I was depressed because I would still get ready, look nice, attend whatever I needed to attend.
Yeah.
But I was so low and so depressed. So I had to do some soul searching and I did a lot of work with a life coach.
Okay.
His name's Temi.
Okay.
And we just did a lot of stuff called like the inner work and just building up on myself as a female. He's actually a man.
Okay.
And but he played a major part in my development before the surgery, because like a lot of people won't tell you the truth. Like you're beautifully and wonderfully made, but if my weight is making me feel uncomfortable or happy or unhappy at that stage, I have to do something about it.
Yeah.
So he was part of the people that really gave me motivation to do whatever it was. It wasn't just about gastric, but
just
do the inner work in my life to make myself comfortable enough and in the right position to have the surgery and also mentally deal with certain things.
Yeah.
And also just some truths about how society, men, families, everybody views someone that is overweight, and I had to accept certain things and figure out, can I go on and be happy
knowing
that this is how life is?
Like,
people might not accept it, but this is the standard.
It's the truth. And I think that's so beautiful, because I know I had a conversation with another guest saying how like, I think when it comes to surgery, what I would hate to hear is that a woman has gone there to have surgery hoping it would fix an insecurity.
Do you know what I mean?
Because that stuff, you have to do the inner work.
Oh, you have. That is the worst mistake you can ever make. Like, even with a BBL, with getting your breast done, whatever.
Even the gym.
And weight loss and transformations.
Yeah.
Don't think once you get these enhancements, these fixtures, these things, you're going to be happy.
Yeah.
There is no way. Like, the only thing that I can say that once you get it, you'll be happy is money. And even with money, when you have all the things you want and you're surrounded by it, there will still be that element of something missing that you can't pay for. So with your body, I feel like you have to get yourself mentally ready and in a right state of mind before you even get it done. Because once you look even better and even more amazing, especially the BBL girls, you become like fresh meat, and in like literally like everybody will be after you, like, and for the wrong reasons as well. So you have to be very careful. So and it won't, BBL, gastric, weight loss, all these things won't make your partner love you more or change or do better. They might appreciate you how you look. She looks good, or he looks good. But do it for yourself.
Do it for yourself. Absolutely. Because I've worked in like eating disorders units before. And you see like the impact of weight, like where it can really go. And it's like, on to the world, these people are slim. Like, do you understand? Like, they have the body or the look. But like, they are so mentally unwell.
They see food as their enemy. They go into dark places on, on the internet that make them feel like they should eat less. There's even a lot of them on TikTok.
And
I just, because I've worked with them, I used to work in an eating disorder unit. I just know what they're going through. Like, I actually understand what they're going through. But
and those thoughts, and this is the thing, I think a lot of people feel like you're more likely to have those thoughts when you're overweight, when you put on weight. And I think seeing people who are like, I guess almost like the size that I would want to be, and they're going, it's like, no, this weight thing is whatever you want, make
it's
it to
whatever
be.
Whatever you make it, definitely. And on both sides of the spectrum, it's crazy. Like, you've got the overeaters and the morbidly obese, and then you've got the anorexic side of it as well. So it's like, eating disorder doesn't mean means that, oh, you're starving yourself or you're overeating. It can just be in your mind, you not having a healthy relationship with food. And that's what I'm trying to combat right now, having a healthy relationship with my food. And I'm trying to introduce things that I used to eat. Like, a week went by and I was like, I haven't even had a piece of fruit this week. Like,
right, things
what
like,
is going on? Obviously, life is stressful, work, placement, all of that stuff. But you have to make sure you're eating the right food and drinking the right liquids.
And how do you feel like your relationship with food is going? Like, obviously, and the reason I ask, because I have another friend who is trying to improve her relationship with food, but she's like you. She cooks all the time. She loves food. So I always find it interesting for like people who like are like foodies, or they like cooking. How? Because I know me. Let me tell you, girl. If I could bake cakes all the time, forget about it. Like I'll be eating all the time.
Desserts and stuff like puff puff, small chops, all of that.
So how do you manage that?
I just don't make. Basically, I'm a bit mean to myself, I can't lie. I just don't buy the stuff to make it. So like, when my friends come, they're like, oh, they want puff puff, I'm like, all right, let's go to the shops, and then I have to get the stuff, and I make sure they go with
Got you.
And then, for instance, like when I'm cooking food for like my friends, my loved ones, my boyfriend, I make sure they just go with the food. I sometimes keep some for myself, but I don't want to like have too much, because if it's there, or what I do is I put it in the freezer so that it's hard for me to get to it,
right?
It's not available,
right?
But things like takeaways, I deleted Just Eat, delivery, all of those like last week, because I started like eating desserts, and I'm like, I don't even know why I'm eating it. I can't finish it. It's going to waste. I'm wasting money. So no, let's not do that. What I mean? So it's hard to control it, but I've definitely changed my behavior with my diet. Like, for instance, today I think I just ate 2 chicken wings before coming here.
Okay.
And I drank some water. So when I get home, I'll probably try and do something for dinner.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So do you follow, like, do you have like a meal plan that you have to like follow now?
Yeah, I was giving a meal plan by Clinic Hub, but I haven't been following it really. But I just like, I use it for my weekly shop. Like, I take things from
like a foundation that you build.
But I just freestyle with the weight loss. Some days you want to eat, some days you don't want to eat, especially like our hormones, female stuff. When I'm on my cycle, I definitely eat.
Yeah.
Then once I'm off, I'm just like, I don't have appetite to eat. And it depends what I'm doing, where I'm going. Like, for instance, I knew I was coming here today. Like, I didn't want to be like full up. And I told you that full up feeling isn't great.
Right.
It's really annoying. So I'll just save my dinner for later.
And you said that, like, obviously you haven't been like gymming since you've done the weight loss.
I think I've been like 5 times since I've done this.
Okay. And do you feel like that's something you're kind of like, because obviously, like I said, you are now at the size that you wanted to be. So do you feel like you're comfortable with that? Like, you don't really care too much for the gym or like fitness part of things?
The other day I was rushing to the station and I was just really out of breath, and I was just like, I need to go back.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not really more about weight loss, but I feel like it'll be good for me to maintain and keep losing.
Yeah.
and it'll be good for my fitness level. So okay. that's the main reason. Yeah, but yeah. Like I said, I'm actually good. Like I'm happy like this.
And I love that because I think it's just so important to just be at a space where you're content because you can, like we said before, with the weight you're carrying.
I was jumping on the scale every day. I stopped, naturally.
And you'll just keep like looking for a different number, looking for a different size. Yeah, you have to get to a point where you're like, do you know what it is? Even if I lose more, fine, but I'm actually good.
Good where I am. Yeah.
Wow. Like I said, I was nosy girl. I went to go watch your video. So, all my questions are coming. I got some of you.
Everybody go and watch my video.
I'm going to link it because I was sitting there like, okay, let me actually make sure I know what I'm talking about. So you said there was a part where you were talking about like the aftermath and like there was like you had to do some things for your lungs. You had like you fainted as well.
Right. So after the surgery, there's like an instrument that they give you to blow in and out of because your lungs need to get used to like, basically just you need to just train your lungs with what's going on like with the operation that you've just done so you breathe in and out and as the days go on the balls inside the instrument would increase so you can see that lung movement is actually improving every day so that was one and then I spoke of fainting I think I fainted 1, 2, 3 times really? Significant 3 times the first time was in the summer, I was sitting in the sun, and I think my surgery was still quite new then.
Yeah,
and I don't know what happened. What came over me? I just fainted. Okay, I could not control it. And then a second time, it happened, but I was at home, so I just sat down.
Like
I just stumbled into sitting down. Okay. And then the third time, it was at hospital when I got a gastro infection. Oh. So I ate some food at my old job that someone made, and maybe they didn't cook it well. I don't know what happened, but it was a lot of pepper. So I had a gastro infection and it just took over my whole body. Like I just started having cold sweats. And then I went to the A&E and while they were trying to do my vitals, I just fainted.
Oh, wow. That was it. So that's like food poisoning, but actually it affected my stomach.
Oh, yeah.
That's so interesting.
But in general, after like doing tests and going to the doctors and GP blood tests back and forth, they said that I had vas valga, like something that happens in your body where you just basically faint. Like
they
said I was low on iron. I had to top on my iron, and since then I haven't fainted.
Like every girl has like low iron at this
point.
So
obviously because I'm not eating as much,
right?
So it's hard. And if I'm still working as hard as I'm working and doing the same things, but I didn't have enough in me. So
wow. No, this has been a really good conversation.
Oh, great.
I feel like I've learned a lot, and I think more than anything, I just love hearing and seeing your confidence. Like guys, you're not in the room with me, but it is oozing. Like it is oozing. Like, and I love that because I just think as women, you just have to be happy and comfortable in what you, no matter what size you are, because this world will constantly try to tell you that you could be size 8, washboard abs, big bum, and someone will still tell you don't have enough big boobs.
Exactly.
You don't have this.
There's always something. Gonna be something.
Yeah.
So you just have to literally love yourself so much.
Yeah. And what would be like some final words for like maybe somebody that's considering the surgery or somebody who's, like you said, maybe always been on the bigger side or something? Like what would you say?
So for somebody on the bigger size, ask yourself if you would be happy to continue adding to the weight that you actually are now. Mm. And then that will be your decision maker.
Yeah.
And then for somebody that's considering to also do this surgery, I would just say definitely go for it. It will change your life. You will lose weight. You will keep off weight for once. And there's nothing negative that can really come from a gastric sleeve. You're just going to lose weight.
Yeah.
Obviously, do your research, extensive research. I can only recommend the clinic and the doctor I went with. I went with Clinic Hub. Like I've said, some of you could get it on the NHS if you have other health issues, but there's a waiting list, so
a couple years,
so it'll be good to just do the research, find the best doctor, go abroad. And if you're considering doing your surgery with Clinic Hub, you can use my discount code.
Oh, let's go.
So my discount code is Gabriella100. So Gabriella100 with Clinic Hub, and save some money and let them know that I sent you. But yeah, I would promote it for forever. I think it's a good surgery.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of fatalities. Yeah. And
No, I love the honesty. Like this is what this podcast is all about. Like raw, honest, open conversations about the weight journey, yeah. like whatever that looks like, whether you go down the surgery route,
yeah.
the gym route. I just think it's so important. So I'm happy you've come and shared your story. Thank you so much for being transparent.
Thank you for having me.
No, and it's your first podcast, and I'm sure now you'll be willing to do more.
I'll be willing. I really enjoyed it.
This has been a great episode. Thank you so much for coming, guys. Please do follow my wonderful guest on all her socials. I'll link it all in the bio. Use her discount code as well, you know, if y'all decide to, you know, give her a little change for that. And I will see you guys again on the next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye. Yay.
And it's a wrap.
That was so good.
That was amazing. I was really gagged. I was really